Now joining the Winona Sports Network, newest head coach for Winona State football, Brian Curtin. Coach, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Why don't we start with the congratulations? And you've been with the program for over 20 years, and now you're the head guy. How does that feel?
I guess it's different. Like, I haven't, you know, it's just, it all happened so fast. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's completely sunk in at this point. You know, mm-hmm. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind the last week and a half.
So from your perspective, you sort of tell us about that whirlwind, and over the course of the last 2 weeks, you know, what has that been like with the turnaround just 3 years after you had the turnaround, and sort of just take us through that from your perspective.
Coach Bergstrom let us know something was going on, that he was thinking about something. So there was probably about 48 hours of not knowing what really was going to be going on. And then, you know, once he told us Tuesday, and Eric Schoh called me Tuesday night, and, you know, we just kind of started moving from there, and things kind of changed, and had a couple conversations with, you know, other people on campus and administration and made the move.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Wednesday now.
I get must have been. I mean, they're all blending together, right?
Yeah. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday of this mm-hmm. week, but it's been a little crazy, but mm-hmm. it's been good. Everybody's been extremely supportive, so it's been good.
So for the players on the team, you know, how is that talking with them? And I did see the social media post about the players being excited that you were named the full head coach here moving forward. And what was it like with the conversations with them, and how did they take the news?
There was a big group of them that I've been told were pushing for it through, like, or just anybody that would listen.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded like they were grabbing some people that maybe they thought had influence when they ran into them. I don't know. That's just the word that I got back from some of those people. But our guys have been nothing but positive. And like you said, you know, the video online, like, they were excited.
Mm-hmm.
All my interactions with our guys just in the hallway or in passing have been, guys are excited. So, you know, talking to them that first day, it was hard, man.
Mm.
Just emotional, you know, it wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
I had to move on to other things and come back to it, to kind of got to some more, you'd say, like, management type things that we need to get going, and then got back to it. Cause sometimes, you know, sometimes talking about family mm-hmm. and our players is where it'll get me.
How does it make you feel that you had the support in that locker room like that?
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what you want. Mm-hmm. It's it's the current players. It's the guys you worked with. It's former players, you know, and the outreach from all of those people has been unbelievable. And those are the people that really know what you do. And you know that it's nice to know that you're impacting people the way you want to. Mm-hmm. It's been a humbling 10 days, to mm-hmm. say the least.
Did you ever sort of expect that this is the route you wanted to go? Did you ever look at this job as something that you wanted to aspire to eventually have? I mean, it's been a long tenure for you here at Winona State, and there's been very few opportunities with Sawyer being there for as long as he has, but is it ever something that you really consider, like, I'd like to be the head coach of this team one day?
You know, I thought about it, and I've always felt like to get where you want to go and to do what you want to do, you just have to work at the job you have.
Mm.
You know, I wasn't one that I was going to try to, you know, position myself for something or try to do this. I just felt like working and doing it the right way would be what gets you a job.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in this day and age, that's not how things happen, but I'd be all right with it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to be me, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to, you know, I always wanted to be, you know, I always thought I want to be the assistant coach or coordinator that I would want working for me as a head coach, you know, and that's what I tried to do. And, you know, looks like it
worked out.
It took time, but yeah. It worked out, and
mm-hmm.
the job wasn't open for
right
25, 26 years, but I don't. Guys asked me some of the other day, you always think of dream about being a head coach. And I don't know. I just worked the job I wanted. I never thought I wanted to be a head coach here or there or whatever. I just know I want to be the head coach at Winona State, you know? So, yeah, I'm right where I want to be.
That's awesome. Did you ever have, like, opportunities to to leave town to go take another job, and you just decided to stay at Winona State?
Yeah, I mean there was always opportunities, mm-hmm. and people ask, and I've heard through the coaching community, through other friends that asked me, when are you going to be ready to leave? And I, I just made a conscious effort. I made a decision a long time ago when I started to have kids that it wasn't for me to try to move my kids around a bunch and do all those kind of mm-hmm. things. When I like where I'm at, I believe we can accomplish anything we want to at Winona State. I think we can win, championships there. I think we've won in the past. We've been close. We've been in the final eight teams in the country at mm-hmm. one point, in the quarterfinals, years ago. And we can do that, and we have support, and it's I think I can accomplish all my goals that I want at Winona State and live in a great community, at a great university with outstanding support and really, really good people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the grass is greener somewhere else. And maybe it is, but
who cares, right?
There's enough people that have done that and wish they came back. I got friends that have great jobs that's make a lot of money that still tell me their favorite place to live was Winona, Minnesota.
That's pretty powerful stuff right there. Speaking with Brian Curtin, newest head coach for Winona State football. You've had the 20 some odd years working under Sawyer, and then you had the 3 years working under Bergstrom here. What have you learned over those years, and how are you taking all that education and experience, bringing it into your new role as the head coach?
I think the thing that, working for three head coaches in 30 years or whatever it's been, I think the thing that drew me to all those guys was that they do it for the right reason. I think, you want to develop young men, you want to win football games, you want to make people the best they can be, help them on that road and all those kind of things. And those are all extremely important to me, but I think at the end of the day, they all just treated people the right way. And I think we've always treated players the right way. We've treated people in the community the right way. I just feel like, learning that, like Coach Sawyer was big on that. He said it a million times, take care of those who take care of us. And I think that's something that we've continued to do with Coach Bergstrom. And I think trying to be as active in the community as we can and all those kind of things. I think even though all three of them are very different and how they would execute those things, that's what I think what drew me to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the biggest thing I've picked up is that if you treat people the right way and you're fair and you do those things, you can do a lot of great things. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, is one guy was more of an organizational guy. One guy's more of a motivator and all those things. I think I can take some of that and take the best of each person and those kind of things. But at the end of the day, it's going to be my spin on things and how because I can't be anybody else, and I think, and just the feedback I've gotten the last couple of weeks, it's all right.
Right.
And me. So, it's been, it's been good.
In a football stance, you've done a lot of things with the team. You've been a special teams guy, wide receiver, defensive coordinator for all those years, of course. So looking at it from a football perspective, how would you characterize the way that you want to play on the field?
Everybody says it, but we want to play complementary football. Mm-hmm. We want, each one of those units to feed off of each other. Offensively, I want to be able to run the football. I want to be big and physical up front, being a big physical and athletic up front, being able to dominate the line of scrimmage on the offense side of the football, but at the same time, be extremely explosive in the pass game. I'm not lost on the fact that people come to games to see exciting football, and we're going to be exciting. We're going to push the ball down the field and do all, we're going to get there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's, we got explosive guys on the outside that I think it can do some things. We're going to recruit speed. We have speed. We're going to keep doing that, but I want to have a physical but exciting brand of football, on the offensive side of the ball, defensively, you know, we're going to run to the football. We're going to obviously you have to affect the quarterback, you know, and we're going to do it between, you know, rushing four when we got pass rushers. We're going to, you know, pressure. We're going to mix, you know, zone and man and things like that. But job one is we're going to affect the quarterback. We're going to cause turnovers. You know, I've been a part of a lot of defenses with a lot of good football coaches where we've created a ton of turnovers. You know, we were leading the nation in interceptions at one point a couple of years back. And it wasn't all the DBs. Backers had a ton of them and stuff like that. But we've prided ourselves for a long time of taking the football away, and we're going to get back to that. And it's not that we didn't try, but we're going to continue to work that, and we're going to be explosive on special teams. You know, I think I'd like to think you're going to see a physicality on all three of those phases of the game, and speed. So,
speaking with Brian Curtin, new head coach for Winona State football. I want to talk to about the players and retaining players and recruiting and what that next step is. But first and foremost, you know, what is this coaching staff going to look like? I'm sure you've already started to. Whether you're keeping most on staff right now or you're looking elsewhere, what's your plan of attack for filling out the rest of your assistant coaches?
All of our guys will be back in the full-time capacity, those guys.
Not a single change. So
the change will be I got to hire my position when I get
right.
I think, you know, those guys have been really, really good, extremely supportive of me. And I think there's some really good minds that, again, fit the things that we're looking for and that they, you know, treat players the right way and do all those things. And at the same time, have been very successful football coaches at places. And, you know, now having a year with the system and things like that, I think we can continue to grow. Not sure where I'll be coaching yet. If I'll be, you know, moving back to the defense side, it's all going to come down. We can hire. And then we have some of our like restricted or GA positions. Two of those guys got full-time jobs, which is the goal with that thing. So we got two or three of those to hire. So we'll start to move through that process here. Hopefully next couple days.
So as for the players, then we sort of talked about how they were excited to have you there. What's been the challenge for you in talking with the players during this transition and specifically talking with the recruits? I know you can't mention anyone specifically, of course, but what's been the conversation like with them in terms of making sure that you still have that commitment and maybe even finding other transfers and other recruits that, you know, you can maybe add to the mold before signing day rolls around?
As far as our current roster, it was probably a pretty short conversation. Those guys were great. They were unbelievable. And they just, we had position coaches also reaching out to those guys to follow up and make sure everybody was good. And, you know, they made it between our conversations and I guess their social media interaction that they were excited and on board. So that didn't take all that long. Then just, you know, reaching out to recruits and talking to those guys and kind of just letting them know what was going on, being clear with them. And my messaging to them was just, it's no different than what we talked about in recruiting. Like none of us said, come here because of me, you know? And I kind of just doubled down on that when I talked to them and, sold Winona, sold the university and you know, the community and all those kinds of things. And that's easy for me because I believe in it. And, I think, you know, there was a couple kids that were nervous about it. And I think the other place I doubled down was just, you know, if you're going to make a decision on a coach, I can show you all the mobility in this league, especially you talk about assistant coaches. And I said, you know, especially at that time, I had no idea what the future really looked like in that first week with those conversations. But I said, all I can tell you is if you want to work to be, you know, be with a coach that's going to be there, I've been here 30 years, you know, and you can look around and there's no one in the league that's been, you know, at one place as long as I have, at least that I know. So at least you got a guy that's what he wants. I'm not chasing the next job. I'm not doing that stuff. You know, I just kind of doubled down on some of that stuff and guys were great. And I think recruiting guys the right way at the beginning, and selling the university, the community, and all those kind of things, I think made this transition easier. And another part of it is our players. You know, those guys do a great job in recruiting, and they, you know, you're recruiting yourself to a culture, and really we're there to drive a culture as coaches and things like that, but it's the buy-in and it's the belief of those players and what you're trying to do that are the biggest part of that culture. And they spend time with our players and have a bond with them. And
it worked out.
Yeah.
Speaking of that culture, Bergstrom was huge on culture, and really every conversation that I had with him, he always mentioned that culture. How is your culture going to differ, if any, from those last 3 years, and, you know, even dating back to the Sawyer days?
You know, I don't want to compare myself or whatever. I believe in what we were doing.
Okay.
I'm just going to be me, and it's just different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what's going to be different. You know, will we have all the same slogans and buzzwords and stuff? Not all of them, but there's some things I think that I really believe in. And I think when it comes to some of that stuff, you have to narrow it down to what you can be consistent with. You know, if you have a bunch of them, some get left on the back burner and all this kind of stuff. So our guys know me. They know what I want. I think in some of the areas where I'm different, I think is what excites them so much.
Mm.
You know, I can be taken as quiet and reserved and things, but they know there's an intensity and they know it's different. They know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, go to practice one day, coach. I think you'll see how quiet and reserved you are.
You know, and I.
Well, I know you don't, like, I don't mean it to be so, like, carrying this negative connotation of, like, you and him and this different, right? But it's, like, just, you know, I'm just asking for an idea here of, like, where do you think it is a little bit different between you and the former two coaches?
Well, part of it is I don't know that it's different. I think it's going to be the follow-through and the delivery maybe that's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the coaches I've worked for want a tough, fast, physical football team. The delivery just might be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's going to be different, you know, and I think, and from feedback, and they're hungry for that, you know, but at the same time, you know, Coach Sawyer can only be Coach Sawyer. Coach Bergstrom can only be Coach Bergstrom, and I can just be me. And I think that's just different, you know, and I think some of it's upbringing, where you came from, all those kind of things, what you've been through and whatever. But, you know, everything I've done and been through and whatever has got me to this spot. So I'm going to double down on it and be me.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. Before I let you go here, Coach, 3 years ago, Bergstrom's first year, there was that playoff run.
Yep.
And towards the end of Sawyer's career, there were some good teams, but maybe some, you know, I don't want to say underperforming, but, you know, maybe the talent didn't get the results that everyone else expected in the area. And, you know, go back to Jack Nelson days. Those were some awesome teams. And before that, you made plenty of playoff runs. How do you get back to that top of the NSIC level? How do you get back to competing for playoff spots? And as you mentioned, competing for championships.
Well, this is going to sound weird coming from me, right? A guy that's coached wide receivers, DBs, and everything like that. But championships are won close to the football.
Mm-hmm.
And we have skill guys. And we have some linemen. Like, don't get me wrong. But, like, losing Rico in the first week of practice. And we've really worked to address some of those areas to create some depth and things like that. And, you know, addressing some depth and some size on the offensive line and doing some of that stuff. But championships are won close to the football.
Mm-hmm.
And when we take care of that part of our program, and maybe it doesn't happen overnight, but we have some guys that can play. When we get that developed and still recruited a little bit, we need a piece maybe here or there, but we have some guys that can also play that are going to continue to develop. As we get towards the top of our league and those both sides of the football, close to the football, and I believe we're going to do it, that's when you're going to see us get back to being consistently, you know, winning championships and doing those things. Cause, you know, you look at the teams that we got to battle with and compete with, you know, they're really good close to the football, you know, and if you want to win championships in Minnesota, you got to be able to control the line of scrimmage in November or, you know, late November when you're trying to, you know, play. And you bring teams from the south up here to play in the middle of November, it's a pretty good situation for you. But you need to have the front on both sides of the ball can travel. You know what I mean? That there's no weather that's not good for an O-line. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. So I think those are things that we're addressing that I think, you know, maybe got away from us back a couple of years ago. And we'll get it right.
Starts in the trenches. Last question for you. What are you most excited about now that you have this gig and looking ahead into the signing day coming up, looking into spring ball, summer, fall camp starting up in, you know, 6 months from now, I guess, 7 months from now? What are you most excited about?
I'm just excited to get with our players and, you know, even get back on the field in spring and just do some of the things that we're going to do. But just just working with our staff to get this thing to grow is what I'm excited about, because I haven't even really had the time to sit down and lay out a plan. I've thought about it, and I have what I want to do, but now it's starting to put that stuff into action and get with our players and get that stuff squared away. But then to just, you know, get out there and start to execute it. Just
get out there, really.
You know, I'm excited to give the players what they want, because I think the excitement that they have when they found out that I was going to be the guy and that kind of, I'm going to repay that with exactly what they thought they were going to get. And some days they might like it and some days they might not.
Love to hear it, Coach. That's new head coach for Winona State football, Brian Curtin. Again, appreciate the time as always, and we'll be watching. Don't worry.
I'm excited.